Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Tezvav 215. As we start off a new week in Parshas Kedoshim, and we get back to a mitzvah related to Karbanos. We haven't had one of these in a while. We had a lot of Arayas, a couple of general ones, Karbanos, and after today we have a number starting a whole set related to mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz, Bezrat Hashem. But today we have the Isser of eating nosar. Says the Torah, v'chisiz v'chu. Right, well, the last mitzvah we did was Elohei maseicha lo sasu lachem, and now the next pasuk hey, v'chisiz v'chu zavach shlamim lashem. When one sacrifices a shlamim lashem, the halacha is, lord sonchem tiz b'chu, you must sacrifice it lord sonchem, meaning one must have the proper kavana when one does shchita. Right, this is the marker for various halachas at the end of the mitzvah. If we have extra time, maybe we'll talk about some of the extra halachas that are learned out from this pasuk. One of them is lord sonchem, you have the proper kavana. If I'm not focusing on what I'm doing, I'm just killing an animal and I happen to shecht it for kachim, that's not good enough. It's a pasul shchita. B'yom zivchachem ye'ochel u'mimacharas, on the day that you shecht it, you must eat it, and on the next day. V'hanosra, yom ha'shlishi b'eshi sarif. And what's left over on the next day, on the third day, you have to burn. We know the halacha of a karban shlamim is day-night day. Kachay, kachay, if you have a carbon oil, it has to all be burned. Kachay, kachim, you have an achatas, or an asham, or others, so that's day and that night. That's it. But kachay kalim, shlamim, is day, night, day. If I shecht an animal Tuesday afternoon, I could eat it Tuesday, and Tuesday night, and Wednesday. Wednesday night is limbo period, you can't do anything with it. If it's left over, and Thursday morning, you burn it. That's the halacha, the Torah says here. Yom zivcham yechel u'bimacharas, v'anosar yom ha'shlishi, whatever's left over on the third day, b'eshi's reif, must be burned. So we already discussed, we'll look back in a minute, the isser of leaving over, and the mitzvah of burning. Those were already discussed. But now we have the third mitzvah related to nosar, and that is the isser of eating nosar. The imhe achol yeachal bayom hashlishi, and if I eat what was left over on the third day, pigul hu lo yeratzeh. It's called pigul here, lo yeratzeh, reference to pigul also, which we discussed earlier. But then the Torah adds, va'ochlav, and whoever eats it, who is this referring to? So Rashi quotes, this is going back to nosar. Whoever eats nosar, meat of a carbon that was left over after its proper time, avono yisa, will carry his sin. What does that mean? Ki es kodesh Hashem chilal, he has desecrated the kodesh of Hashem, v'nichrusa hanefesh ahi me'ameha. Isser karis. Eating nosar is an isser karis, just like eating pigle is an isser karis. Pigle was the carbon that I had in mind that I should eat it or do this zrikas adam chutz lizmano, after the proper time. Nosar is just it was left over. It was left over, so you have to burn it. If you don't burn it, and you eat it, that's an isser daraisa, and it's an isser of karis. That's today's mitzvah, the isser of eating karis. So if you remember, just to refresh our memories, back in Kuf Mem Beis, Kuf Mem Gimel, Kuf Mem Dalid, those were the other nosar mitzvahs. Kuf Mem Beis was the isser of leaving over a karban, that was specifically mentioned by Karban Toda in Parshas Sav. That was the isser of Shlola Hoser, Shum Dover, Mi Karban Toda Raboker, Umi Menu Lamanu Lashar Kachim Gamkein. There's an isser to leave over. I'm supposed to eat everything in its proper time. That is why the Netziv pointed out there in Parshas Sav that a Karban Toda, which has so many loaves of bread to eat, and yet you have so little time to eat it. It's ironic, though you have 40 loaves to eat with the Karban Toda, 36, before you get to the Kohen. And then you only can eat it till the night. So it forces us to invite guests and to tell everybody what Hashem did for me by the Karban Toda, because I have to make sure not to leave it over. And if I leave it over, it's an Issa Daraisa. So number one is the Issa of leaving over, that's Kuf Mem Beis. Kuf Mem Gimel is the mitzvah saseh of burning what was left over. Mitzvah Sreifas Noser. If I left it over, if I violated, maybe I did it Ba'ones, whatever it was, then I have a mitzvah to burn it. That is why one doesn't get Malkus for leaving over Noser, because it's either a law of Shain Ba'Meiser, or a law of Anita Glase, as we discussed there. The Sharashia Mitzvah, if you remember then, we discussed, why does one have to burn nosar? Because it's probably not as good as it was yesterday. And if you eat it today, you might think badly of kachim. Oh, it doesn't taste so good. Right? So it's terrible. We don't want you to think that way. We don't want you to think of karbanos as leftovers. So therefore, you have to burn it. A. B. The other reason given there was that maybe it's a reflection of bitachon. I'm burning what I have today because I know Hashem is going to give me what I need for tomorrow. Reflection to be tough on. That was Kuf Mem Gimel. That was the mitzvah of burning nosar. And finally today, we have the isser of eating nosar. Says the chinuch shelo le'echol nosar. V'huma she'nishar mi'bsar ha'kadshim mi'karban she'karav k'mitzvaso. Achar zman haroi le'achlo. Whatever is left over from a karban, after everything was done properly, meaning I should have eaten it. It wasn't a pasul karban. It was a kosher karban, and I didn't get to eat it. She'ne'amar b'miluim lo ye'achel ki kodesh heim, as it says earlier, back in Shmos, you shouldn't eat it. U'ba'apirish al zeh kol she'bekodesh pasul li'tin lo sase alachi. Also, that lo saseh goes with this mitzvah, because in this mitzvah, today's mitzvah, it doesn't have the lashon of a lo saseh. It just says, v'ochlav avono yisa. Talks about kares. But this is where the chinuch counts the aveira, though, of eating nosar. What's hidden, what's meant there, nosar, hu kol akoma shenifsam en akadshim. Okay. Why is this specifically here in the list of mitzvot that we have at the beginning of Kachim to relate this to the previous mitzvot? What do we have? We had Kibud Av V'Em, Shabbos, and then we had the Isurim of Avodah Zarah, and then we have Kachim. What's the connection? So there's a beautiful thorn in Kemosi Shalal Rav. He quotes first a different question, and that is, why does the Torah Dafka mention Karban Shlamim here? This Rav Noser applies to all edible karbanos. So why dafka by karban shlamim? So he quotes the machlokas that we've quoted many times in the past, the Gemara in Psachim Samaches and elsewhere, that there is a machlokas tanoim, how is one supposed to celebrate Yontif? Chatzi l'shem or chatzi kulo l'shem or kulo l'chem. Is one supposed to be fully involved in spiritual pursuits on Yontif? That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Or, sorry, let me say it again. Rabbi Elazar holds one could be involved in either or, either total spiritual pursuits or total physical pursuits. And Rabbi Yeshua says no. You have to eat and drink and feel good on Yontif, but also you have to learn a little bit and you have to daven. Right? It has to be mixed. Machlokas or Blazer and Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, three exceptions where everybody agrees you need lochem. You need to have physical pleasure. One of them is Shavuos. Shavuos, you have to have physical pleasure. You have to have a suda. You're not allowed to fast. Even Rabbi Elazar would agree that you have to eat. The Shiloh that everyone asks is Shavuos? You would think Shavuos is the yontif that you dafka could learn all day. And you don't have to be involved in physical pursuits and physical pleasures. Why dafka Shavuos? The other two exceptions are Shabbos and Purim. But why Shavuos? So, answers the Oneg Yontif, that's who's quoted here in the Kamosi Shalal Rav. The Oneg Yontif says, because there is a discussion whether B'nai Noach were allowed to bring Shlamims. Carbon Ola they could bring. Carbon Ola is totally burned on his back. But were they allowed to bring Shlamim? That's not so clear. Because after all, Shlamim, what's Shlamim? Shlamim is a carbon that's partially eaten. It's a sanctified eating. Could B'nai Noach handle that? Do they understand that? We Paskin, a non-Jew, was only allowed to bring a Carbon Ola. Because they can't fathom sanctified eating. Just Carbon Ola, totally burned. Extremes. Right? The Pope is celibate, doesn't get married, doesn't talk too much. Right? So that's... But we understand Shlamim, sanctified eating. But before the Torah, it was all Olas. Once the Torah was given, now there's a concept called Shlamim. Because once we have the Torah, now we understand sanctifying the physical life. That's what the Shlamim symbolizes. It's the bringing together of the physical and the spiritual. That's Shlamim. So now, what's it doing here? Right in the beginning of Kachim, says the Oneg Yontif, what did we just have two psukim ago? If your parents tell you to do an Aveira, you're not allowed to listen. What's the Havamina? Why would I have thought that? My parents bring me physical life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings me spiritual life. Once the spiritual life becomes part of my physical life, it's all one mahus. And of course, you have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't just say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my parents give me physical life and I'm gonna listen to them. No, the message of not listening to my parents who tell me to do an Aveira is that my life is a sanctified physical life. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. Once my parents give me physical ingredients, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the neshama, and then everything meshes together beautifully. That's Shlamim. That's exactly what a carbon shlamim is about, and that's why dafka, that's the carbon that is mentioned here right after that halacha. Ubechtei laharos keitzan miskadish aguf haidei haneshama, hizkir hakazam yad is carbon shlamim, shebo yeshachilas adam, v'achilas mizbeach, v'shneihem yachad heim lashem, to teach people, lo rak haneshamir, but gam, also the guf. That's the Kamotzi Shalal Rav, right here. Just one other ha'ara, and then we'll get into the specific mitzvah. Azayim LaTorah, Rav Saratzkin tells us also, L'Ritzonchem Tizbachuhu, specifically by Shlamim, it says, eat this properly. It's a related point. That's why I'm mentioning it here. Says the Azayim LaTorah, he quotes, I heard B'Shem Adam Gadol. I heard it B'Shem of the Malbim. But he quotes the B'Shem Adam Gadol. It's harder It's harder to eat on Erev Yom Kippur l'shem Shemayim than to fast on Yom Kippur l'shem Shemayim. It's much easier to fast on Yom Kippur l'shem Shemayim than to eat on Erev Yom Kippur l'shem Shemayim. Right? It's easier to fast. So in that derech, dafka by shlamim, we need the tzivui of do this properly. Because by a chatas, by an olas, basically you're not eating it. Okay, the coin's going to eat some of it, and the fat, some of the fats are going to be burned, but the bialim's not eating it. So you don't need as much warning. Shlamim, where it's going to go to everybody, you might get confused with, it's for everybody, it's like chulin. No. Have kavana here specifically, tizbachu, eat it properly. Don't leave it over, because there it's more shayach to you. It's the sanctified eating for everybody. A shlamim is eaten by the bialim, not just the kohanim, and therefore you need the specific instructions there. Okay, let us continue. So says the Sefer HaChinuch that this is an isser of eating the carbon after the proper time has elapsed. The Ein Lanu Lilmon Mikach, just a note, says the Chinuch, don't learn from here, Shenachshov HaPigol Anoser Lolav Echad. Even though in these two psukim that I just read, it refers to pigol too. Don't think pigol and oser are one avera. It's two separate isurim. Pigol, as we had earlier, right? I just read it in the Kuf Mem Gimel. So right after that, Kuf Mem Dalet is not to eat pigol. Is it the rice of eating pigol, which is a carbon that the Kohen had in mind to eat or do the Zrikas Adam after the proper time? That's an Isser Kuf Mem Dalet. Here you have a separate Isser, Resh Tesvav, of eating Nosar, even though they're put together many times in Shas. Ki Shnei Shemosem Kshmosh Kasavti Lamala be Isser Pigol Seder Sav. As I mentioned earlier, it's two separate Isserin. Umatzinu Shebo Bohen Shnei Ksuvim Lagabi Onesh. And as we see, there are two separate psukim that talk about the punishment. Dechsiv v'pigol, pigol back in Sav. It says, v'mhei ochol ye'ochel, v'nechsiv basri, it says afterwards, v'anefesh ochel es v'menu avonatisa, has to bear its sin. And we know that always means kares. And over here, there's another pasuk that talks about nosar kares. So you see, there are separate isurim, separate punishments mentioned, which reflect that it is separate ideas and should be counted separately. There's an interesting Ramban, just to mention, and that is when we talk about leftover. So by certain karbanos, it's simple. Certain karbanos, let's say, karkashe kalam, by a chatas, by an asham, when is it leftover? The next day. Day and night is all you have to eat it. The next day is leftover. Shlamim, day, night, day, when is allowed to eat it? And when is it no sir? After the second day. You can't burn it yet until the next morning. But it's already no sir then. There is, and the Minchas Chinuch talks about this in Oz Gimel, where he talks about this limbo period of Shlamim, on the third line on Oz Gimel, Afshe Nisraf El B'Yom Shlishi, Mikomakam Chayav Mishim Nosar Teka Balayla. If you eat it at night already, you're already Chayav no sir. There's a beautiful Ramban. The Ramban's Medayik in the Psukim back in Sav. We mentioned this in Parshas Sav. The Ramban says, if you look at the Psukim, by Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tezayin, Vim Neder Unedava Zevach Karbano, if you bringing a voluntary karban, Shlamim, Biyomak Biro Zivchol Yeachel, on the day that you shecht it, you could eat it, Umi Machras, and on the next day, Hanoser Mimenu Yeachel, what's left over, you could eat it, Vihanoser Mibsar Zevach Yamashlishi Beishi Sarif. So it's interesting, the Ramban says, even on day two, the Torah calls it Nosar. It says, that Nosar you could eat. V'hanosar mimenu ye'achel, and then it says, v'hanosar mibsar ha'zavach, b'yom ha'shlishi b'eishi saref. What's the secret, says the Ramban? Even by a shlamim, there's a l'chadchila to eat it on the first day. Even though you're right, you have day, night, day to eat it, that's what the Torah is alluding here, that even on, by a shlamim, where you have day, night, day to eat it, it doesn't mean that you could just leave it. V'haya b'mashma sh'day mitzvah she'yachal she'yamim yocha b'ksasa b'yam rishon v'yanich b'ksasa l'machar l'ficha chazer l'va'er v'hanosar mimenu barishon ye'achel u'mimacharas lo she'yishar mimenu b'kavana v'lo she'yirashayim l'aniach kulol yomacharas mitzvah she'yochal barishon v'hanosar b'mikra, what's left over, ye'achel b'machras haniskar. Okay, so it will be left over for the next day. That's an important Ramban, that even by a shlamim, there's a lechachila to eat it on day one. Moving right along. So the Chinuch says, as we continue, third to last skinny line, V'yalkein, Abba Bisa Asar Hashem Ming Mikra Echad, even though the Isser of Pigol and Osar are learned that from one pasuk, Lo Nimna Mipnei Ken L'chashon Shnei Lavim. We still count it as two Isurim because the punishments are listed separately. V'chein B'me'ila, the Gemara even says in Me'ila, Ha'pigol v'anosar Mistar from Zem Zeh. Pigol and nosar cannot combine. If you eat a little bit of pigol and a little bit of nosar to combine to a shear, that might not work. I mean, the last line he discussed, it's a discussion in Me'ilah. The last line of the Chenach, he gets back to that discussion, but that is, the Yesod that he's trying to bring out, that Pigel and Osar are separate, Isurim. Mishershi HaMitzvah Kasati Be'Isur Pigel. Look back at Pigel, what I wrote about the Sharsha the Mitzvah, and this was, if something's left over, you gotta be careful with it. Right? If something is important to me, I want to eat it as fast as I can, and it's not kavod, for the Kachim to be able to eat it, to leave it over and then have it the next day. There was another idea I thought that maybe one could connect to this idea of the isser of eating nosar. And that is, we discussed it actually in morning shiur last week. And that is, why didn't he eat it on the right time? Why didn't he eat it the right time? Eating it today, it's like yesterday wasn't good enough. Oh no, I'm trying to do it now. Something came up yesterday and I didn't want to, or I couldn't, and this and that, and all of a sudden I want to eat it afterwards. That's a bizayon. Where does this come up? There's a beautiful Darkei Musar. I mentioned this last summer in Parsha Shir. Darkei Musar points out, it's fascinating. In Parsha Shlach, we have the Bnei Yisrael complaining about the Eretz Yisrael. We don't want to go, the Meraglim, there are giants there, it's terrible, we don't want to go. And Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets mad, and Moshe says, gets mad, and what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a gzeira. Okay, you're not going in, 40 years, you're here in the desert. All of you are going to die between 20 and 60. All of a sudden, Bnei Yisrael say, oh, we want to go, we want to go! We want to go. Moshe's like, it's too late. No, no, we want to go. We're going. Moshe's like, don't go. They go anyway. The Mafilim, they go up. Boom, they get defeated. What changed? What switched? First, they were complaining and crying. We don't want to go. We don't want to go. We don't want to go. And all of a sudden, they say, oh, we want to go. And they go. What changed? So explains the Darkei Musar of Naiman. When they were mitzuveh, then the Yetzer was working hard. Israel was working hard to get them not to go. The second that there was no more command, no more tzivui, then Amela, it's easier. It's easier when you don't have to do something. As the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, Gadol Mitzuvah V'Yoseh, Mimisha Enim Mitzuvah V'Yoseh. Many Rishonim explain, Tosfos there, the Ritva and Kiddushin, all say that means, because the Yitzhar works overtime when you got to do something. Gadol, and therefore we get more schar if we overcome it. When you have to get up at Minyan every day, it's hard. When you have to get up to catch a plane to go on vacation, it's easy. Why? Because Gadol Mitzuvah V'Yoseh, Mimisha Enim Mitzuvah V'Yoseh. Right? And that's exactly what happened here. The second that there was no more mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael for them, we'll go. But it's too late. You gotta go, you gotta do the mitzvah when you need to do the mitzvah in the proper time. So here, there's a mitzvah to eat kachim. Achilas kachim. You got a day, you got 2 days. All of a sudden, you're coming on the third day, I wanna eat it? No! They're like the mafilim. It's a day late, it's too late. It's an isser, you can't eat it. Therefore, we have to make sure to eat it in the proper time. That's how he explains the Gadol Mitzuvah V'Yoseh, Mimi She'eno Mitzuvah V'Yoseh. Also, just one other ha'ara, Rav Sorotskin also writes in Azayin LaTorah, in a later piece, he says, you know what it's like? It's like the king invites you to a meal. Invites you to a meal. And it's delicacies, and it's delicious, and everybody's coming to the meal. It's beautiful, amazing. And you don't come. You don't come to the meal. You got invited. No, you basically, shrugged off the king. All of a sudden, the meal's over. You weren't there for the speeches. You weren't there for the whole ceremony. You weren't here to give cover to the king. Well, everybody's cleaning up. You're like, go in and like, can I have some of the leftovers? Have some of the food? God, you just go like, try to go to the caterer is telling the people at the serving to close up. You're like, no, come on. Can I have some? You missed everything. What kind of covet is this? You missed the whole ceremony. You missed the king. That's what's going on here. You had a carbon. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you a carbon. Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. And you could have eaten. He invited you to the meal. Today, tomorrow. You come in afterwards to try to eat it? It's a bizayon of the king. Achilas kachim nenim tamida vanefesh miyesiba al shulchan gavoa v'im ha'ochel z'psara kodesh b'zman ha'katsuv ha'yu be'emes beis ochlem ha'nashama v'aguf mikivin sha'over z'man ha'suda sha'malach yizmin oso eleha v'ein ha'malach kvar b'misibo. So what is this? It's just your guf eating. It's not your neshama. And therefore, avono yisa, you're going to bear your sin. That is an iser of kares. Okay, those are some of the ideas behind the shorish of the Isra of Achilas Nosar. Let's continue a little bit. Midini Nosar, Mashomer Zachor Nolavracha. What else is discussed here? The Gemara tells us only edible parts of the carbon are subject to the Isra of Nosar. Only what I could have, should have eaten in its proper time. If I eat it in the improper time, so then I violate. But let's say it's a bone. Let's say, Ha'ocha Minaor. I eat the skin of the hide of the animal. It's not edible. It's not edible. Omina marak, omina talon, some of the spices that I put with it. Omina ha'alau, some of the meat that's stuck onto the hide after you skin the animal. Omina mura, some of the intestines of the bird. Omina gidim, omina karnayim, atlofim, the hoofs, the horns. Tziparnayim, chartum, all these. Beitzei ha'of, mina notza, all the inedible parts of the animal. Eino chayiv karis. There's no karis there. because there's no mitzvah achila on those bismano. So there's no iser achila shalo bismano. The chain bedam ain bachi mishem nosar, and also the blood of a carbon, there's no iser of nosar because dam is not edible, and bichlal you're going to get the iser of dam in general, the iser of achila's dam that doesn't apply to only kachim. The chain belavonim akteras ba'etzim, if you eat some a piece of the wood, so all of that is not subject. V'chein masha amru, last, second to last line there, ki kachi agayim, if a non-Jew gives a karban, as he can, based on the pasuk of, ki besi beis tfila yikare l'chol ha'amim, all nations can bring karbanas, so kachi agayim, klomar, nedarim nedavoshem akabla mehem, we accept karbanas from them, ein bohem mishum pigol, ein mishum nosar upigol. There is no nosar upigol, isser nosar upigol when it comes to those karbanas. If a non-Jew's karban is left over, there is no isser of pigol and osar. Why? Learned out from limudim there in Mesachah Zvachim. V'nogis rezeh bizman beis habayis, bizar v'dekevis, this mitzvah applies bizman beis hamigdash, males and females. V'orah levach kazayis, nosar b'mezid, if I eat a kazayis b'mezid, chayiv kareis, shogeg, brings a chatas, v'chein adin, im achal kazayis minosar u'pigol b'yachad. If I eat a kazayis together, delinin achilo mitztarif imheim. Regarding achilo, they might be mitztarif, what are they not mitztarif in? You gotta look there in Me'ilu Yizayin, as he quoted before. We're not gonna get into that right now. Okay, I'll have to stop here, but again, there are other halachas learned out from those psukim to be aware of lertzonchem tizbachu, the concept of misasik when it comes to shchitas kachim. Again, we'll stop here. Mel Hashem, in the next coming days, we will get into mitzvos hatzvuyas ba'aretz, peyah, the isser of not leaving peyah, leket, isser of not leaving leket, right? All different mitzvos related to Eretz Yisrael.